Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on Radio MD.
Michelle, let's talk sex.
Oh, my favorite subject. You know
Come
how
on.
Much I love this topic.
Our listeners in Her Radio want to understand the three reasons not to give your husband more sex.
How about
I'm
your boyfriend?
I'm telling you right now.
How about your boyfriend?
I saw this blog written by Gay Christmas. I swear that's her name, except it's an M-U-S. And I just said, we have to bring her on because she has a wonderful book, 17 Ways to Live Calmer, Healthier, and Sexier. And Gay is a wife and a mom to two almost grown sons. Honey, they never grow up, so just give it up right now. And
yeah,
she is here on Her Radio to help us understand this whole issue of, you know, our sex lives with our guy, you know, with the husband, and three reasons not to get. What is that about, Gay?
I know, because I'm so anti that.
All right, so let's dive right in. Let's dive right. First, thanks for being on Her Radio. What is the first one? It distances you from your own sexuality. What's going on there?
Yes, and so I want to be clear, too, that I'm not saying don't have sex with your husband. I'm saying give your husband more sex, sort of in quotes, because I think a lot of women, and maybe especially a lot of married women, kind of get the idea over time, okay, this is something I just have to do for him. And that's what I'm encouraging women to avoid. And the first reason is it really does distance you from your own sexuality. You know, every woman is a sexual being. But if sex becomes just something you're giving to someone else or doing for someone else, you really lose touch with your own sexuality. And I think that's a bad thing for women, a bad thing for wives. And so I want to encourage them not to view sex as something you're giving, but that's something you're participating in, and it's for both of you.
Right, something you want to do, right? I mean,
that's
the key to it is, and because what happens when you don't want to do it, it can create resentment.
Right. Absolutely.
And one of the. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons is it does create resentment. I mean, you begin to resent sex, you begin to resent your husband, you begin to resent your marriage. He, honestly, you probably begins to resent you. I think it just sort of builds up. So to me, it's something you want to kind of stop that in its tracks and sort of turn things around and say, how can we look at this? How can we approach this a different way? And I think also it really limits your intimacy in your marriage because, you know, I mean, sex is one of the great, it's not the only part of intimacy, but it's such an integral part. And if that becomes something only that you're doing for someone else, then I think you're losing a real component of the intimacy in your marriage. So that's another reason why I want to encourage women and wives especially to sort of turn and look in a different direction.
Well, so if I can summarize, the three reasons not to give your husband more sex, as it were, is it distances you from your own sexuality because, you know, if you're just giving, as you say, giving sex to your husband, but what about you and reinforcing the idea that sex isn't about you. The second one is it limits intimacy in your marriage because intimacy is not just about sexual intercourse. And, you know, it's a much broader thing. And the third one is it creates resentment. Unless you're an exceptionally saintly person, if sex is always about your husband and never about you, at some point you're going to begin to resent, you know, the whole thing. I get all that. So, you know, sex is hard to talk about.
Let's be honest.
So how do you open
Nobody
that?
Wants to talk about sex or money, right? Those are the two things
that
are hard for relationships. So how do you even start that conversation? And then men must feel that, though, when a woman really doesn't want sex? I mean, they have to kind of feel it. So how do you start that dialogue?
I think the first thing is for a woman to get some kind of understanding for herself. I mean, I would encourage women to sort of, you know, read about women's sexual response because, you know, our culture kind of presents men's sexual response as the norm, or sort of, you know, the romantic novel sexual response as the norm. But for, you know, married women who are, you know, working, raising children, trying to take care of a home, sort of the male norm or the romance novel norm are not reality. And so, right. you know, I would just encourage women to feel like, and to kind of read and get the idea, there's really nothing wrong with my sexuality. There's nothing wrong with me. You know, my response is just different. So I think sort of educating yourself is one way to get things started. And I think that women really have to look at the impact of fatigue and stress on their sexuality.
Yeah.
I just really, really think that being overtired, overcommitted, and overstressed will absolutely just zap and drain a woman's sexuality.
Right.
And so I think that women need to really look and say, if I want to make this a priority in my life, if I want to have better intimacy in my marriage, if I want to enjoy sex, what has to give? Something probably has to give. Because when you have worked all day, done things for your kids, run to soccer practice, gone to the store, you know, and it's 10 o'clock at night, you don't want to do anything other than collapse. And so
right.
there may need to be, you know, sort of structural changes in your family that would allow this to rise up on your priority list as something you're going to work on and enjoy and make it as a priority.
So,
and then
Go ahead, go ahead.
I think you do have to start a conversation, and it can be hard. And I don't know why I'm talking about this, because I'm terrible at it. You know, and I've gotten a little bit better as I've gotten older. But, you know, early in my marriage, I had no idea how to have a conversation about sex. And so much, you know, frustration in my own life and our own marriage could have been avoided if I had known how to do that. And even now, even though I'm sort of writing about it and reading a lot about it, I'm not that good at it. But I think you just have to open the conversation with your husband and say, listen, I know this has been a problem for us. I have a concern about it. You know, these are some things that are bothering me, or here are some things I've read about it. You know, can we talk about this? Maybe, you know, would you read this article that, you know, just kind of begin to bring it up in a, not in a threatening way, but kind of in an informational way. You know, let's talk.
You know, I think your idea is great, but Michelle, would you agree with me that if you bring this up sometimes with certain men, that they take it kind of personally, like
there's something wrong
with them? And so you're bringing it up like, hey, you know, and it kind of maybe is awkward and makes them feel like their masculinity is being challenged. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that it depends on how you present it to them, I think, is part of it, right? Is I want to have a healthier sex life with you, and here's what I'm experiencing, right? Here's how I feel, and I want to know how you feel. But I think there's this whole thing about guilt. Women feel guilty. So, you know, I always say no is a complete answer. And we do not say no. We are, you know, we're constantly in motion, as Gail said earlier, and so we don't take the time, and then of course we feel responsible, obligated, all those things, when we can just simply say no and say, here's why, and then start making time for ourselves so that we can feel better, so we can have sex and it does feel good.
Make it sound like a really safe conversation.
Right.
This has been wonderful. Gay Christmas is our guest, and she is the author of 17 Ways to Live Calmer, Healthier, and Sexier, and has helped us understand the three reasons not to give your husband more sex. Her website is calmhealthysexy.com. Read more about her wonderful work, and thank you so much for helping us understand how to have those difficult conversations. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Thank you, Gay Christmas, for helping us. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Stay well.